Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. How you doing, Mike?
Pretty good. About the same. How are you?
I'm not sure what phase of reopening I'm in, but I'm looking forward to our show this week. Before we can do this week's show, let me clear up the challenge from last time. I said two items commonly associated with birthdays begin with the U.S. postal abbreviation for which state? Name the items and name the state.
Well, the state you are referring to is California, and the abbreviation for that state is CA, which begins the words cake and candles.
Exactly. Nicely done.
All right, Ian, speaking of last week, I had a lot of fun answering your questions from last week where all the answers could be spelled from the letters of the word belated. So I'm going to return the favor this week. This time around, each correct answer can be spelled from the letters in the word reciprocate.
I'm just making sure I know how to spell reciprocate before we start.
R-E-C-I-P-R-O-C-A-T-E.
Well, he's got that old black magic still.
You never lose it. Located under Chesapeake Bay is the largest example in the United States, approximately 53 miles in diameter, of the impact type of what geographical feature, formed some 35 million years ago when a meteor struck the eastern coast of North America?
I will say crater.
That is right. And that crater is twice the size of Rhode Island, most things are, and is almost as deep as the Grand Canyon. There is one in Pisa, Italy, named for Galileo, one in Rawalpindi, Pakistan, named for Benazir Bhutto, one in Liverpool, named for John Lennon, and one in Delhi, India, named for Indira Gandhi. One what?
Oh, I don't know. They're all dead.
It's a seven-letter word. Let's see, there's one in New Orleans named for Louis Armstrong. There's one in Louisville named for Muhammad Ali.
An airport!
Yes, those are all airports.
Oh, geez.
What is the last name of the author who stars as Lionel Twain in Neil Simon's 1976 film Murder by Death and has an uncredited cameo in the 1977 film Annie Hall, identified as the winner of his own look-alike contest?
You can definitely spell Capote.
That is correct. The nation of South Africa has three national capitals: Cape Town, designated as the legislative capital; Bloemfontein, the judicial capital city; and which city, designated as the administrative capital?
This one I could get without the letters, I think. Pretoria.
That is right. And finally, in the color matching system developed by the company Pantone, color number 14-1227 is called peach, and number 16-1360 is called nectarine. What name does Pantone give to color number 15-1153?
So it's something orangey, or a fruit. Is it pear?
No. You're having bad luck with the seven-letter answers that start with A this time.
Oh, apricot.
Apricot is correct. And as a bonus fact, since 2000, Pantone has chosen what they call the color of the year. And in 2012, that was a color called Tangerine Tango. Well, to recap, Ian apparently put in some practice again this week. How well did you do? Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the word reciprocate. That's R-E-C-I-P-R-O-C-A-T-E. Rearrange the letters to spell two words, five letters and six letters, that might precede the last name Brosnan. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.